City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 11th, 25, called to order. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks from Island Church, and a special guest leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight.
Thank you, Mayor. Let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for this meeting and for our mayor and city council. And we pray for guidance and wisdom in the challenging decisions that they make week in and week out for this growing community that we call home. We pray blessing upon them, and that there would be a sense of just being together, and the sense that this is the way, this is the direction, these are the things that we need to do. And so we pray good over each one of them, and thank you for the role that they play. We thank you for this time of the year when families and young adults, thousands upon thousands of people come to our community. We pray safety over them, and we ask that lives would be spared, and that you would just keep watch over our beaches and over our community. We thank you for our first responders, our police, and our fire, our lifeguards, and we pray that you keep them safe and use them as they are keeping others safe. Lord, you're good to us. We're also in this season of Lent, and our minds are beginning to move towards Passion Week and Easter. We just want to say thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace on our lives. We commit these moments to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hang on a second.
Mayor, it's my privilege to introduce cheerleading coach extraordinaire Nicole May and her 10U cheerleaders to lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Hi, girls. Tell us who you are.
I'm Emma Serenay.
I'm Oakley Davis.
You say it a little bit louder.
Say it clear. It's slow and clear.
I'm Emma Serenay.
I'm Oakley Davis.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
And welcome. Coach Nicole May.
Thanks for being here,
thank
girls.
You. Thank you, Nicole.
Call roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson, I think is on the way. Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertaining motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 2-4-25. Here are no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Reports. Announcements. Town hall meeting when? April 5th.
April 2nd. Yes, it is a Wednesday.
Same thing.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, and our council meeting on April 1st will be moved, pending council action, on to that same day. So it will be at the Performing Arts Center. Is that right? Performing Arts Center on April 2nd. Council meeting will start at 5, but the town hall will start at 6. Yeah.
And I'll just want to make a quick announcement. Fort Hanley City Administrator, want to take a second to thank our entire staff. I mean, and when I say entire staff, literally every single department. We've had the Seafood Fest, we've had Mardi Gras, we had the Art Festival, amazing, the largest Mardi Gras, the Art Festival, the weather somehow held off, and then Seafood Fest, I've never seen so many people there. So, I mean, that's just amazing for all of our staff from across all of our departments working together to put on three absolutely amazing events. So just hats off to everybody for a successful season.
And now we roll right into spring break.
Yes.
And we're rolling.
And we're rolling.
Yes, really. We are.
Any other announcements? Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Proclamation. Holly. Thank you, ma'am. All right, this is a proclamation. Whereas CAKE, K-A-K-E, Coastal Alabama Kid Enterprise Day is a free community-wide educational event providing children with the opportunity to learn and apply entrepreneurial thinking, create a foundation for success in the global economy. And whereas CAKE Day exists to infuse today's youth with the spirit of enterprise, teaching the basic business and entrepreneurial skills necessary to become successful, contributing members of their communities, and whereas CAKE Day has a core philosophy of spend, save, share that is implemented by teaching children how to start, own, and operate a business, earn goal setting, develop a business plan, establish a budget, seek investors, provide customer service, and give back to the community. Whereas CAKE Day offers opportunities for families, businesses, schools and youth organizations, faith-based communities, neighborhoods, institutes of higher learning, and government agencies to unite for a common purpose to train the next generation of entrepreneurs. And whereas CAKE is an event that demonstrates to young people of Orange Beach that they are important and citizens care about their future. And whereas the City of Orange Beach salutes and commends organizers, volunteers, participants of CAKE Day, a program that advances life skills, character, entrepreneurship, and extends best wishes for a successful and rewarding observance. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that May 10th, 2025 is CAKE, Coastal Alabama Kid Entrepreneurs Day. And all Orange Beach residents are encouraged to participate and have a role in either selling or buying student-made products on May 10th, 25. We're good?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Mayor. Are you guys here to get the...
Yeah.
Oh, we got a video on our new screens.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Allie Lewis. I'm the Education and Programs Coordinator for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber now.
What's your name?
You look so familiar.
Yes, it's been a minute, but it's good to be back. I told y'all I wasn't going far, so I really appreciate y'all's support in Cake Day. We had our first workshop on Saturday, and it was amazing to see all of the young entrepreneurial minds just at work. We had over 30 in attendance, and we have over 60 signed up right now to participate on May 10th. So we're really excited, and please just encourage any elementary students in our area to come out and get creative and also support, come out on May 10th and support them and buy from them so they will continue to do this. And hopefully we'll have young entrepreneurs that will become entrepreneurs in our community eventually. So I really appreciate y'all and all that you do and your support in this program. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Of what?
Where do we need to go? We'll
do a walk. Yeah, we do.
They coordinate very well, color.
Yes, they do.
I tell you.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, guys.
And today, many of you might have seen our ninth graders were out in the community doing service projects. The Wind and Water Learning Center, I think, was a benefactor of some of that work. They washed police cars.
Yeah. Took care of people on Ladies on the Widows list.
Yes. So
did work in their yards.
Did they?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you see any of them, make sure you tell them how proud you are of them for their service work.
Anything else?
Okay. I think that's it.
All right, we'll move to ordinances under unfinished business. Second reading, ordinance establishing the annual salary. Mayor, chairman, pro tem, and council members to be paid biweekly.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. Second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Coastal Cottages PUD.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Abstain.
Mayor Kenney.
Yes. Approval of a special retail events liquor license for the Wharf, Coastal Chamber Black and White Night, March the 14th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of retail liquor license, Golden Spoon, China Dragon.
Move
to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Is this just a name change or a whole business
sold? Yeah, it's a transfer, yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of a retail common carrier liquor license for the Floribama, Old Salts, Bama Breeze.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of special events, retail liquor license application for the Wharf, Alabama Society of Respiratory Care Social, April 7th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution.
Is there one more? I might have missed it. Oh, no, there's not.
There's not?
Okay, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Resolution authorizing execution of a master service agreement with Secure Vision Television Services at the Adult Fitness Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution defining the proposed corporate limits of the City of Orange Beach. I'll entertain a motion to table.
Move to table.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Nope, don't have to. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain to table.
Any opposed? Motion's tabled. Resolution amending employees' pay plan job listing to accommodate the approved 2025 budget.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for Veterans Memorial to Badger Building in the amount not to exceed $561,685.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. Mark, do we have a picture of that?
I'm very excited about this.
Okay.
It's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be beautiful, but have we done business with Badger before? This is
no.
Doesn't sound familiar.
But we made sure the reference is in it.
Got it. Thank you. Well, good. There were at least five of them that bid on.
Yes. Yeah. We had quite a bit of interest in all our projects lately.
Anyway, it's going to be really nice.
Yes.
It is.
Maybe next time we have at the town hall, we'll have a picture.
Yeah, I'll try to have it put in the meeting.
Okay. All right, remind me to put you up. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for two vehicles, Community Development Department, Pensacola Motor Sales, $84,017.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a track loader, Coastal Resources, Parish Tractor Company, $41,927.53.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a compact tractor, attachments for the Sportsplex, Jerry Pate Turf and Irrigation, $50,670.84.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Dr. Haley Heelan, Veterinary Services at the Wildlife Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with McCulley Architecture to provide design services for renovation of an existing building into Parks Recreation offices, not to exceed $25,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the wedding rental agreement and event fee schedule for Coastal Arts Center, year-round weddings, waive fees for city employees for memorial services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the rental agreement and fee schedule for the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring fire department radios owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus, donated to the Fort Morgan Volunteer Fire Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. I'll call the regular city committee of the whole meeting to order Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes from work session 2018, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 2004, work session 227-25. Move those forward for review. Moving to new business, reschedule council committee of the whole meeting from April 1st to April 2nd for the to be held at the Performing Arts Center for the town hall meeting. Point voting delegate for the Alabama League of Municipalities annual convention, May 10th through 13th. Resolution establishing fees for the Orange Beach Sportsplex field rentals. Resolution authorizing execution of the Coastal Weather Research Center agreement, University of South Alabama. Resolution authorizing purchase, surplus, and transfer of certain parcels. Authorize the mayor to negotiate, execute real estate purchase agreements, such other documents as may be required to close transactions contemplated herein. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Thompson Engineering. Resolution authorizing execution of master professional services agreement Deckard Technology Short-Term Rental Identification and Monitoring. Resolution authorizing execution performance agreement with McLean Motorsports for the Bama Coast Cruising Car Show. Resolution authorizing the franchise renewal July in Enterprises Coastal Express Shuttle. Operated taxi service within the city limits of police jurisdiction of Orange Beach. Moving to ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 30, Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach. Noise is prohibited. Ordinance is amending Chapter 38, Illegal Acts, the Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach, to add vaping to the definition of smoking and to prohibit tobacco and nicotine vending machines.
And I'm sorry, just to correct, it's correct online, but on the printout, the annual membership meeting will actually be May 13th through the 16th, 2025, in Huntsville.
Okay, gotcha.
For you guys to consider.
Voting delegate, okay, gotcha. All right, questions about any of those?
Mayor, resolution number 3, resolution authorizing purchase surplus. That is the Russian Road right-of-ways where we are going to improve it with sewage, and then the county's coming back in there and paving it. Is that correct?
I believe so.
It's for purchase of the right-of-ways in order for the county to widen and pave the road.
Yes, that's right. Yes. There's 3 parcels in there that we'll have to purchase.
Is the Bama Coast Cruising the ones that?
No.
That's Invade.
What is that?
Yeah.
Invasion.
That is.
That is this weekend.
That is this weekend. Are you serious?
They bring a lot of money to town. They were well behaved last year.
They were?
Chief, were they not pretty well behaved last year?
More so than in the past. Okay.
Every year gets better and better.
And they tell their membership that we're hosting them and please behave themselves. So.
Why, are you in that club now?
No. I can't see out my window now. If I did that.
Well, generally in the past, the problem has not been with the applicants and the entrance, because $250,000 for some of those trucks. So those guys are very serious about what they do. The problem was with the crowd that showed up that did not know they were in Orange Beach. But they do know now they're in Orange Beach. So,
amen.
But we've had that talk. Y'all have done a great job of getting the word out. So I just think it's important that they know what behavior is not tolerated. That's all we ask. So.
We've got the Veterans Memorial up now, if you want.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what our Veterans Memorial will look like when it's finished.
I know there are several people in the audience that are here. I know the last ordinance is on vaping and the language of vaping, but I think some of them are here because a lot of chatter about drinks, selling of drinks. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, we have somebody here that's going to talk to us about that and give us an education. So, and I appreciate it because it is confusing and there's a lot of information out there, so it's hard to decipher exactly what's fact and what's not. So, but there is action at the legislative level in Alabama, so we are going to wait and see what takes place there before we decide, I think, to take any action. So you ready? Would you like to come up? Tell everybody who you are. I've asked these guys to come to help give us an education on hemp drinks and all the other stuff that has to do with CBD.
Is it okay if I approach and hand out the seltzers and questions?
Oh, we get samples?
Yes.
Yes. You should have given those to at the beginning.
Half a can's a serving size.
You should have gave them to us before the meeting. Might have been a lot
more
fun.
Some of us had one before the meeting.
The question is going to be, if I drink this, do I fail the drug test for the city?
Well, not the white can.
Hey, I'm Amy, and I'm a co-owner. My husband and I own SunMed Modern Wellness here in Orange Beach. So as Mayor Tony said, we are here to ask for a revision in Article 12, Section 50-676, Paragraph A, Line 5. It says there that it shall be unlawful for any person holding a license issued pursuant to the article to sell any food or beverage containing hemp or hemp extracts. What we're asking is that the or beverages part be removed from the language. And with that, I just kind of want to explain what THC seltzers are and why we promote those. So THC seltzer is a sparkling beverage infused with hemp extract. And just to clarify, we cannot sell anything that is marijuana related. We have to only sell hemp to be legal. Imagine your favorite seltzer water, but with a kick added that can elevate your mood and provide a soothing sense of relaxation. Unlike traditional edibles, tinctures, or gummies, THC seltzers offer a flavorful way to enjoy THC socially, and it has become an increasingly popular as a hangover-free alternative to alcohol. Many people are turning to THC seltzers as a way to unwind and socialize without the negative effects of alcohol. With THC seltzers, there's no need to worry about the dreaded morning after headache or the extra calories from a night of drinking. Instead, you can enjoy the uplifting effects of THC in a bubbly drink. Currently, there are 13 liquor stores within Orange Beach. We are asking for the opportunity to sell an alternative to alcohol. Orange Beach residents deserve a healthier alternative and the right to choose. On a personal note, I've been sober for 2 years. THC seltzers were a key part in my journey. I know that I've spoken with some of you at chamber activities and community events. As someone who is sober, I enjoy drinking hemp seltzers at those events. They allow me to socialize just like anybody else. You probably hear my voice shaking. I have struggled with social anxiety. And those seltzers help me to relax, help me to be able to enjoy my evenings, and that's something that I used to rely on alcohol for. So I'm happy to take questions. I do have friends that have come to share their experiences with the THC seltzers and their sobriety journey with those as well.
I believe in the past when we dealt with this, it was most of the hesitation was around THC levels that in a drug test that would cause grief for an employee, whoever. I don't know that I've ever got a clear answer as to whether this is something that would test positive or not. I've tried these before. I've never felt anything alcohol related in any way, so I didn't. But again, I don't have to take a drug test, so I don't know.
Yet.
Yeah. Let me rewind that. I shouldn't have said that. Can you do it IV?
That'd be nice.
You would fail.
Yes, you would fail. So they.
I'm gonna fail no matter what.
We have.
Just kidding. The mayor is not a drug addict. Contrary to rumor on the street, but.
We have one of our seltzers, the Brain Ace. There contains no THC at all. That is our clean energy beverage. It contains a guayusa caffeine. It has L-thiamine in it to make it a slow-release caffeine. And then it has our CBG, which is for cognitive, and it has lion's mane mushrooms in it. Okay. So that one will not test positive. The black cans. Everything that we carry that is in a black container is THC positive, and you will test positive.
Okay. Is it the same THC, or can it be differentiated between THC that is derived from marijuana?
It cannot. The molecule is the exact same. So now, that being said, it's not legal for anyone in the state of Alabama at this time to be selling any marijuana. So if there is THC on the market, it has to be derived from hemp.
Yeah. How would an officer know the difference? Or how would an employee that tested positive, there's no way to know.
There is no
so
way to
So they just
know.
Need to stay away from the black cans.
The molecular structure is the same. So it's gonna, if you're subject to a drug screen, it's not something that you're going to want to take.
We went through this when we did the vaping and all because if our cops pulled them over, we had no way to tell what level was in the vaping. So if there was any trace at all, we'd love to make a call whether they went to jail or not went to jail. That has not changed. We still sit at that level and put them in a very big predicament of our ordinance versus what may or may not seem to be acceptable in society. They are opposing. So
if you read our can, those black cans say do not operate machinery and you're not supposed to drive a car. So these are something that we encourage. You either go to the beach, drink it when you get there, sober up, and drive home, or you have that at home. Same thing as alcohol. We have the exact same standard that alcohol does. It's 21 plus. You're not supposed to drive while intoxicated. We just spoke this last week with a forensic scientist. He says, and Chief Brown, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but most officers, as soon as you are pulled over, they make the decision right there if you are intoxicated or not. Doesn't matter the substance, Xanax, Adderall, THC, alcohol. If you're driving while you're intoxicated, you're driving while you're intoxicated.
I am not advocating either way, but I am going to play devil's advocate in that we've had, there's a company in Birmingham that sends a good amount of these hemp drinks down here. I see them all over the place. The question there becomes, do we insert ourselves? We already sell alcohol, so do we now determine whether an adult can have the black can or not? Mm-hmm. If they have the black can, they get stopped and they're positive. It doesn't matter, they're positive. They go to jail. Am I right, Chief?
Yes, sir.
That didn't sound like a really strong
yes. There are a few more nuts and bolts to it, but
I mean, if they blow positive, they're
there's
positive.
No blow.
No, so you're talking about a field sobriety.
It would be sending a breath test to the state lab and waiting weeks and weeks and months to get it back to determine if you're positive.
So why would we it would be a field sobriety test that we determined why that they were intoxicated? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes,
but then you have to prove what substance they're under the influence of.
And determines there are clues to an impairment, and they do field sobriety tests.
Y'all have a rebuttal or answer for that conundrum that we're put in right there?
Could I speak? My name is Roger Crawford, and I'm her lesser half. I want to. The only reason that we're here today is because we found this. And so when we, first of all, we love Orange Beach. We own two stores up in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We represent the world's largest cannabis retailer. We're ranked number one in the world by the Brightfield Group out of Chicago. We're USDA certified organic. We're soil to oil. We don't sell any synthetics, and we're not here to hurt anyone. 6 years ago, I was a 240-pound alcoholic. I built my Christmas trees out of whiskey bottles. She would find me some mornings behind my semi-tractor trailer. I was a specialty hauler, so I did nuclear power plants and prisons and things like that. So to be standing in front of a city council in Orange Beach today is mind-blowing that I'm sitting up here, because I was the biggest naysayer of this industry. It actually saved my life. As far as how do you tell if somebody's high when you pull them over, the only thing I can say is walk up there with a Twinkie and a and cartoons on your tablet. I mean, you know, they're probably doing they're probably doing 5 miles an hour. If they hit something, it's probably not going to hurt. But I'm not advocating for that. And this is how we separated ourselves from a very crowded market. The reason we're here today is because we found something that we didn't want to sneak into Orange Beach. The only reason we're here today is because we found something, and we're worried about some don't eat products that are being brought into Orange Beach. There's a lot of cannabinoids that are being put on the shelf that don't even exist in the plant. That's deemed illegal federally, and the federal government has failed states in the fact that they haven't said something, that it has to be naturally derived in the hemp plant. There's nothing in the hemp plant that'll kill you. The only way that you can die from hemp is if you're standing too close to a flatbed truck and a bell of it rolls off and lands on your head. That's the only way you can die from this product, whereas alcohol kills 488 people every day in this country. Mm-hmm. So we're at a moment in time where you have somebody that's willing to educate you and our police force. Not too many people in our industry will welcome the chief of police into their store. I can promise you that. In fact, the bill that we're fighting in the Senate right now, we actually went and visited a lot of these head shops. Now I understand why we have the clientele that we do that comes into our stores, because we don't sell products, Delta 10, HHC, THCO, all these different synthetic products, and you're more than welcome to ever come in. If you have a question, bring the product in. We can tell you what it may do or cause or whatever. But we don't want those products on the shelf either. We love Orange Beach. We absolutely love this place. We vacation here. And this is a dream come true for us to have a business here. We also bring in a lot of tax revenue. I have a wholesale account, Chelsea. She owns Golden Toast Roast. She's a wholesale account of mine. So even if Orange Beach doesn't adopt this and we're losing tax revenue, they're just going to run over to Gulf Coast and they're going to pay the Foley tax. The Floribama carries our products now. We're talking about actually taking our products to the bar and serving it alongside alcohol. So they're going to go over there and they're going to spend money in Florida. I don't want to see us lose tax revenue, but I also don't want to see us having bad products brought into Orange Beach. And that's really why we're here today.
And you said that yours was true organic.
True organic.
Hemp product, not a synthetic.
So that QR code that's on the can that you're passing around, that's FDA compliant. So you can actually scan that QR code. It'll take you to the COA. All of our products are tested four times. We spend $80,000 a month on testing our products. It's tested four times before it ever makes it into your hands. Once you understand marijuana and hemp, it cleans the soil and it cleans the air. So it also pulls toxins out of the soil. That's another thing that you don't want in your product. So a lot of these companies are actually buying lab reports and attaching it to this. It's a very Wild West industry. It truly is. And one of the things we were really impressed with, Orange Beach, and I apologize that we missed that one little line and all of it, but we also had a 54-page lease we had to go through for Publix. But y'all have some of the greatest hemp legislation or ordinance, whatever you want to call it. I would actually like to see Alabama adopt what y'all have done. I don't know who wrote it, but you did? Cool. I wish I'd vote you for mayor.
Wow.
Anyway, let's make him mayor.
Yes, y'all didn't. Yeah. I was
But no, y'all, and it was tough for us to come into the city of Orange Beach, and I like that. But we are number one in the world when it comes to hemp. We don't sell any synthetics, only 8 and 9. There's 5 different THCs that are found in the plant. You have THCA, THCP, 8 and 9, but THCP, I hope it never hits the market. I know it's out there somewhere, but that's the only natural THC that I would never like to see hit the market. So thank y'all for allowing us to speak today. And if you have any questions, we'd love to answer them.
The positive I see, and again, I'm not advocating, is I do know there are a lot of folks that have used this product to quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it makes a difference in that respect. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's not the only factor involved here, but I do think that is a very strong positive.
Well, I'm on day 8 of Lent, of not drinking. I surely could not be sitting.
You can have those 3 black cans.
I think the devil's advocate side of this is when we did, this room was packed when we finally did do the ordinance to allow CBD in everything, and it was such a quagmire for our city because beyond all your revenue and everything that you bring, which I appreciate, first and foremost, we are a family-oriented city.
Yes, sir.
And money comes down the list from where our priorities lie. And we've done a lot of different things to make it family oriented.
Right.
Whether it's protect our neighborhoods, whether it's how our CBD laws, what we do at the beach at spring break. And every bit of that is why people want to move here. So for every crack in that door, we allow a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We make a little bit more of a notch away from what our core principle and mission is. Right. And it's a balance. And I understand it. And I'm not saying I'm voting against it. I'm just saying, it puts us in a position to go, what are our core principles and who are we, versus what's the money and what are we going to allow because society's pushing down our throat,
right?
Literally. And, I mean, we know it's selling our Rouses. I think it was yesterday. It probably isn't today, just because this conversation exploded in the last couple of days. And we've got some decisions to make and to look at it. I do agree with you on alcoholism and the effects it has on families. We've watched it in our family for generations, and as an alternative, I think it is an alternative, but it's not going to stop someone from going to the Floribama and buying it and still driving home that we have to deal with.
Yes,
so we have all those balances. We still have, it all sounds good, we still have to deal with the reality of it.
Well, I would like to invite you to come into our store if you get a chance. The reason being is we're very educated. I have 20,000 hours in over 6 years. I should have some type of diploma on the wall. I don't, but we educate each and every customer. less is more. Half a can is a serving. You want to sip on this. You don't want to just chug a can. We're not here to get you high. We're here to help you with an ailment. If it's alcohol, then we, you know, hey, I was a big whiskey fan. You know, I like old fashions. So I like to, I still like to put my ice
with
in the
glass. With Bat Masterson's rye.
Right, yes. I like to put the ice in the glass, and I like to I like to mix it. And also, I'm also a Christian. In Genesis 1:29, God told us to use all the seed-bearing plants as food. So he didn't tell us to use synthetics. This stuff grows out of the ground. He gave it to us for a purpose, and I think we found our purpose, or at least I found my purpose, and it's changed my life. And so I'm grateful for that. And like I said, the only reason we're here today is because we found this, and we brought it to the attention of the mayor and the attorney. Jamie, thank you so much for taking time to meet with my wife. But we brought it to you. We didn't say, okay, we're getting away with it right now. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. We want to make this right. But we also don't want to see the bad players move into town. And we're willing to help and however we can to make sure that never happens.
Now, the black can is T8, I mean, it's 8.
It's Delta
9. Delta 8 and Delta 9.
So Delta 9 is the Weekend Vibes. Delta 9 is the Just Chillin'. And what that is a sativa and an indica. So it's different terpenes that give you different feels. A lot of people, indica is into couch. In the day, so it's more used when people are ready to go to sleep. Delta 8 is a very controversial THC, but it's a phenomenal THC when it's botanical. It actually quiets the neuroreceptors in the brain. It causes a really good relaxation feeling. A lot of people with high anxiety do better with that THC, so hopefully it never leaves the market, but 99% of Delta 8 on the market is synthetic.
So you're saying, my interpretation of what you're saying is probably what they've been selling at Rouse's and other places is synthetic versus natural?
I'm not going to answer that blindly because I don't know the products that are being sold, but I'll let
Well, we did go in and look at the products that they had in there. There were a couple that were questionable. If you look at the milligrams on our cans, you're not going to see 1,000 milligrams. You're not going to see 500 milligrams. Everything that we have has been formulated by doctors of science. And so within that is, this is a therapeutic level. This is something to be used therapeutically. This is not something that we encourage, you know, you go out and drink a fifth of Jack, you drink a four pack of these. In fact, there is a serving size suggestion on there as well for maximum use. When we went to Rouse's, I was actually very surprised at the legitimacy of the products that were being sold. The dosages, or serving sizes, as they like to be referred to, I didn't see anything that really kind of was like, wow, this shouldn't be sold.
So
I was very impressed.
Which opens the question, I mean, you've got Beach Babes at the Wharf.
Golf Bay.
Yep. Jer with Adriel, I'm assuming y'all are both here because you want to sell this product or a similar product.
Correct. Yeah.
And so then the question becomes, if you write an ordinance for this, how do you even know what to write in the ordinance? You have to have 6,000 hours to be able to get to the point to know what you write in the ordinance, that we don't open the door for just anything in synthetics. And you know, it's just a balance.
Yeah, So I can tell you, if you use the word phytocannabinoid, Jamie and I talked about this yesterday. So we're trying to encourage the state to do the same thing. The word phytocannabinoid means anything that naturally occurs within the plant. That leaves out everything that is man-made or synthetically made. So
are you talking about PHYT?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not
yes.
FID.
So we are encouraging states. The very first state that we are seeing that is actually going to do this and do it the right way is Ohio. They are getting rid of synthetics. And we are begging this on the Alabama level. We are begging this to you guys. You know,
these in the store now, mm-hmm. Is it Delta 8 or Delta 9 that's in the little tubes?
In the little droppers, mm-hmm. Those are Delta 9.
Delta
5 milligrams per serving.
So that is already being sold here. You just put it in whatever drink you would like, which is the exact same thing as you're getting pre-mixed. Am I saying, is that correct?
Yeah, that is it's a water soluble. Okay. So you can put it in your favorite beverage. You can put it in tea, lemonade, water, whatever you'd like. And you can, it's like a mm-hmm. beverage on the go.
Okay. So let's say that we think this is a good idea with an all organic, done right product. How do we police?
Yeah.
How do we police the black market or the service stations that sell anything and everything? How would we police that?
Well, I think that is one of the things that is going to be done at a state level.
At state level?
So do we know the best policing there is the competition.
What state level is trying to do.
What's that?
Where y'all go in and call the chief and say, hey, they're selling us there. Really, that's the best method for policing. Y'all know it better than anybody.
And another thing, too, as far as the beverage goes with Senate Bill 132 that's actually just snowballed into a disaster, we helped fight Senate Bill 358 in Arkansas. We lost at the legislative level, but we won in federal court. We're going to win the third court on this one. I'm really confident on it. But the thing is the beverages aren't going to change other than the fact that they're going to have to include probably a childproof lid of some sort, which I'm kind of, I don't understand that because Jack Daniels sells their cans with no childproof lid, and we've killed zero people since the dawn of time. So the beverages aren't going anywhere. They're just going to make it more restrictive for a child to get a hold of.
Okay, so if you're selling the black can, would it be 21 and under?
No, 21 and over.
I mean,
Yes.
I swear I have not been drinking one.
You're not allowed in our shop if you're less than 21 years old.
Well, I'll be 21 soon.
I know, exactly. Happy birthday.
So, trying to present positives, pros and cons, and we'll see what, I guess we're going to wait and see what the legislature has to say and go from there, I think. But I do appreciate, I hope y'all, the education, because it's somewhat
very
complicated.
And I think we'd probably want them to come back after we get some more information.
Yeah, we don't want to go anywhere.
Some more samples, Jerry, is samples. That what you're
saying? I was worried about Tony, man.
Do y'all have like those soft openings, the tastings? That
you're
we do tastings.
Jerry, what about you? Yeah, you know? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The ones that are in the market now, what percentage would you say are synthetic versus what yours is? Do you know? Do you have it?
Owners of three different or four different companies that have come into the bar and I've talked with them. They were all natural as far as I know. I mean, they were talking about that. Y'all are as well. There's tons, but also like major companies like Jones's Sodas, you know, the Jones, the white labeled, like clear soda. Mm-hmm.
Brandon, you have something to say?
Yes. Can I get your name? Can I get names before you speak?
Jerry McCutcheon with Avery Al.
Thank you.
And Sam Boyer.
And I'm Brianna Harpel. I'm at Golf Bay Wine Boutique. I will say, you said samples. We have a brand that's right in Birmingham, Alabama. It's called Laughing Lemonade. And we are sponsors of the Work Boat Show. We offered them a marketing opportunity to come down and actually let them sample their product. It's made right here in the state.
I think Jeff makes a great point. Family-friendly brand, we have stood strong not to compromise that brand, but not to cut your nose. your face is at the lesser of evils by offering something that is less toxic than alcohol, what someone's going to drink, or does it open the door, what's the camel's nose under the tent or whatever? I don't know. I would it ruin our image to say, no, we think this is a lesser, the lesser of evils between this and alcohol and an alternative to alcohol? I don't know. That's a struggle for us, because the minute you start compromising your brand, you have no brand. And we have really fought strongly not to ever compromise that family friendly. But I can see the value of that, because I've used the tubes.
Well, I think, Mayor, I mean, we have a family friendly philosophy here, but it's also family friendly roads and highways, because we can't afford anybody to get in the car being inebriated at all. That's why we're clamped down on it. And so we just have to make sure that the product and everything you've said, it seems like it's a good alternative to just pure alcohol that you're inhabiting. But we can't afford a person to get in a car that late at night and you know, have a head-on collision or something like that. And hopefully this wouldn't increase that.
Right. I think it should be treated just like alcohol. If you're caught with an open container, you're caught with an open container. I've never met a stoner that started a bar fight. But also, the difference between, just, I'm not going to go into it, a long story, but marijuana and hemp are cousins in the cannabis family. Mm-hmm. Marijuana has high THC, low cannabidiol. Hemp has high cannabidiol, low THC, but it also has 120 minor cannabinoids that associate with that THC, which almost acts as a bouncer at the bar. So one of the ways to look for an isolate Delta 9 THC drink is it doesn't have any cannabinoids. How did you do that? How did you pull that off to isolate Delta 9 THC from the cannabinoids? If it's naturally extracted from the plant, there should be some cannabinoids. Some people in the room may not agree with me on this, but I want to see a tax in place on the state level. We can't get any senator to call us back. We would love to have a seat at the table. I would love to see a hemp tax. I would like to see it taken out of the hands of alcohol and create some kind of hemp czar, somebody that is educated in this. But I understand that the police force doesn't have the resources to take on hemp. He doesn't have the money to send out the products to test it and stuff like that, so put a tax on us. Let's create some revenue and then split it between the schools. I don't want kids. I mean, I grew up in the Reagan era. Say no to drugs, that's all they said to us. What does a kid do when you say no? You go do it, right? But I didn't understand. I didn't have the receptors that were able to receive THC, and it was actually like tying a rock around my ankle and holding me back because I was smoking pot, but nobody explained that to me. So maybe having 2.5% go to the schools and 2.5% go to the police force, let's do a 5% hemp tax, and let's give them some money to work with, and then take people like us to go into these schools and teach these kids why they shouldn't be using our products, you know? So, I mean, and we do have kids that are using our products that are fighting cancer. They can't use marijuana. And if marijuana wins in this country, it's going to have a devastating effect on us, on society. It's putting... I won't go into that. But anyway, I have kids using the products. They're not dying from it. So as some of these lobbyists claim, they're not dying from it. They're actually using it in conjunction with modern medicine to offset the therapeutics that they're using in chemotherapy. And we have several of them. Some of them have come out of Children's Hospital because they had seizures. They couldn't control the seizures. And within 2 days of urinating our neurowater soluble, they were out of the hospital, and now they're down to one mild seizure per year. We don't even make a profit off those children.
I'm sorry, just to clarify and make sure everybody's clear what you're talking about, you're not talking about these drinks anymore.
Actually, I have kids that...
Just
and this
making
is
sure
under,
we're
no,
clear on no, that, because
no, no,
you came
no.
here to talk about the drinks.
I have under doctor supervision using Delta-8 THC. No, I do, but gummies.
That's not this. Right.
It's the same
just
thing.
Just making sure the council understands you're not talking about what you came to advocate
That's
about.
The same thing, though. The gummies and
it's
the...
It's just a different form.
It's just a different form. So it's the same thing.
So you're telling the council these black cans are used in cancer treatment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was brought up under... Now, I'm not encouraging that, but when parents come to us and the doctors come to it, it's the last resort. You know, Colton White, he lost his battle after 3 years, but he was allergic to the immunotherapies. His doctors came and testified before the to him that they actually used these products in conjunction with immunotherapies because he was allergic to them. And so he had to find something that would give him some sort of life while he was fighting. And so these products have been used in conjunction with modern medicine. We don't ever recommend it, but when parents come to us and the doctors come to us and they're willing to try it, all we can do is say, here you go.
Well, there's no doubt, having health care about medical marijuana works in certain instances. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you can't keep it medical marijuana.
Right.
The minute you opened up medical marijuana clinics, then they become like the opioids of the past. Everybody's giving out everybody
right.
cannabis marijuana prescriptions. So, but I do know what you're saying is true. I mean, I do know it makes a difference in certain populations. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know. I guess we just sit back and wait for the legislator to let them be the bad guys or the good guys, one or the other, and then we'll decide.
The beverages aren't changing on a state level, just so that's clear. They've made it 68 pages of very confusing verbiage. They're fighting over who's going to monopolize the industry in their favor. So they're going to create permits and licenses and taxes. In the end, they're probably going to force us out of business financially. Instead of just doing an outright ban, they found other ways to put us out of business, and it's financially. So I think that's what we're going to do. But we'll win in federal court like we did in Arkansas. So.
Who's sponsoring the bill?
So it's Tim Melson.
Tim Melson
out of Montgomery. Yeah. And we've sent emails, and we've called and called and called. We've showed up at hearings and not got a seat at the table. They don't listen. We haven't had a public.
You have enormous lobby money against you.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
But we won in Arkansas. I mean, we beat lobbyists
this
in Arkansas.
This is an ABC bill. So, it absolutely is. So that's why there's nothing in the verbiage that says that you have to be 21. There's nothing in the verbiage that says anything about the beverage. Any beverage can be sold. It's who distributes that beverage.
Mm.
So that's why the beverages is not going to change. It's just who distributes it and who, you know, who hands it gets in to be able to get into the stores.
We're our own distributor.
Yeah.
I understand.
So.
The swamp.
And I know we're probably short on time. We did have four people.
No. Anytime we can get an education, I mean, we need it. Helps us make a more educated decision.
Would it be okay for them to share their testimony real quickly?
Jimmy, you got some Twinkies?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Yes,
thanks
absolutely.
For the information. All right.
So we did have four people that came to share their testimony. Could they share their testimony really quick?
Sure.
Ray, would you like to come up and introduce yourself?
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. My name is Ray Grooms. I am a disabled veteran and a user of CBD products. I was caught in a proximal impact of RPG blast in October of 2007. After a series of surgeries and treatments, I was medically retired from the military in 2010. At some point, medicine has done every surgery they possibly could do for you. And you're told that's it. There's nothing more. All we can do is manage your pain. And so I tried a variety of things. Physical therapy, the TENS units, getting electrical shocks on my spine, nothing seemed to work. Well, at the time, Tramadol was the latest and greatest difference. Right? Doctors were handing that thing out like it was M&Ms. Now we have learned, because it's been moved to the different schedule, that it has the same effect as all the opioid products. Well, all of you are intelligent people. You understand when you take something, it uses its effectiveness over time. And you have to start taking more and more and more. And that led to a point where I was taking an absolute obscene amount of drugs until they switched me from Tramadol over to actual opioid products. And this continued for years until SunMed opened and I started using their CBD seltzer products. I am opioid free. I do not take any drugs, take nothing. I don't even take Excedrin for migraines because I am able to use the CBD products. I don't think what they're asking for here is really outside of the bounds of the legislation that already exists here. I am an attorney, so I put on my attorney hat and I read through all of this. This entire chapter 12 lays out the things people have to do to sell these products legally in Orange Beach. They're legal at the federal level, they're legal at the state level, and this entire ordinance says you just have to do these things. It has to have the UPC code, it has to be labeled. All of these things their products have. The only line they have a problem with is that one section that you can't sell food or beverages. And they're not even asking you for to eliminate the food, just the beverages. It's the pre-mixed beverages. Eliminating that will not change anything of how they do business other than to sell those cans that we could drink right now. If they continue to not be able to sell those cans, I'll just have to buy their oil tinctures and just add it to drinks on my own. The danger to that, though, is they said it was one drop was equal to what's in their can. How do you control that when you're just using a dropper out on the beach mixing it into the drink? Are you going to put a little too much? Are you going to put extra, try to get a little extra benefit out of it? I think having it in the can, it's already pre-mixed. I don't have the hassle of having to measure out quantities. I can just pop the top and drink it. So I encourage you to keep this ordinance as you have, strengthen it with their guidance if the need be, but for now, just eliminate that one word, beverages. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Next up, we have Chelsea Rort. She is the owner of Gulf Coast Roast in Foley, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Roick. I own a small business in Foley, Alabama. It's Gulf Coast Roast, and I sell their products in there. I'm actually a huge advocate of it. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. So give
Don't
me a
nervous.
Second.
You're
I know
fine.
My heart is racing right now.
Just relax. You're
I
fine.
Know. It's, I need a seltzer, actually.
Give her a can.
I actually.
I think before and after is a really good point.
Yeah, imagine what I could do with that. I actually, that's why I love their products and I sell it in my shop, is because of my anxiety. I have a hard time public speaking because of this, but my husband and I have both actually quit drinking alcohol. Our last drink was New Year's Day. We actually use the seltzers for like as a crutch. So we've been able to be alcohol free for 3 months, I guess 2.5 months now. But the seltzers are huge. Our customers love them. And we have people coming back constantly. We have friends that we've reached out to. They've tried the seltzers. They love it. They're actually, a lot of them have quit drinking themselves as well. So we have somebody, Jordan, I know she's quit drinking as well. He's moved to seltzers. So she's also one of our friends that's quit drinking and used the seltzers as well. So I don't have much more I could say about the topic as to this, but I did, it take everything I had for me to just get up here and talk and tell you how much I'm an advocate for this. So if you could please help us with being able to approve this in Orange Beach and be able to sell it so that we can come here and enjoy this as well. So
thank you
for y'all's
time.
Thank you. Well done.
And she kind of introduced Jordan, but this is Jordan Epperson.
Hi.
I'm like Chelsea in the sense that I'm nervous. My name is Jordan Epperson. I'm a local entrepreneur as well as a CrossFit athlete. I used to drink socially at all 2 to 3 events per week, and I noticed that my fitness level was going down, and I noticed that I didn't have a whole lot of energy. And then I met Roger and Amy, who have been a godsend. They introduced me to their product. I started drinking the seltzers in place of alcohol. I quit drinking alcohol at the end of the year like Chelsea, and my performance at the gym has increased, my activity level has increased, and my business has taken off quite a bit from giving up alcohol. So, yeah.
Thank you.
And last we have Chris DeCute.
You'll have to pardon me. I pulled my groin this morning at the gym. It's never fun. Yeah. She can attest, growing old is not fun. Yes, so I can attest for the seltzers of efficacy. They really do help me sleep. They also help me relax for a guy who's on edge. Like, I'm a videographer, so I'm constantly, you know, looking at a computer screen, and it has helped over some product. Was like some other products that, I was taking like 5 milligrams of, I'm losing my train of thought.
Illicit drugs?
No, not an illicit. Obviously, the ones that are affecting my memory, but it has been very efficacious in helping me get to sleep and getting quality rest at night. So yeah. I won't, I'll spare you the details. So
Thank you.
Is there anyone else want to add to this or ask a question or a comment? Okay, nope. Anybody else got anything to say on anything? Any subject? Okay, if not.
This is worthy.
This is worthy.
City Council, thank y'all. I'm Jeremy, CMC Gas. I'm the manager here in Orange Beach. But just a quick announcement, it's our 25th year serving Orange Beach. Wow. So we are blessed to be a part of such a wonderful community. I've been here for all 25 years, but the 2 years I've been here, it's been a blessing. Angie's been here for 10, 11 years. So it's awesome to be with the community, so involved, community, family oriented. So for the last 25 years. I'm nervous too, and I wonder why.
Give him a can.
Right, where's those cans at? We need the cans. And working with the city staff, Adam in the building department, Squeaky and the guys at the sewer department, Tim Tucker at the public works department, they've been wonderful. And also we're announcing a rate decrease effective immediately for all at Orange Beach residents and commercial accounts, residential and commercial accounts. So the board voted on it, and that's kind of our goal.
Did you say decrease?
Decrease, yes, sir.
Wow, we don't get that often.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Stand up.
So, yes, and it's it went into effect on everybody's billing cycle, but it is a rate decrease, and you don't see that nowadays, right? And our goal is to provide safe, reliable natural gas to the city of Orange Beach and its customers at the lowest possible rate that we can. So there is a rate decrease that everybody will see on their bill that just came out, and it's just a testimony to what y'all are doing in Orange Beach. We're blessed to be a part of it. Everything that is growing, the vision that y'all have here, we're just blessed to be a part of it, and we're glad that we can provide this rate decrease instead of an increase like you see so much nowadays, and everybody using that as an excuse to increase the rates where we truly care about the customers, the city, and it's our goal to provide it at the cheapest rate we can. So enjoy the rate decrease, everyone. And it is a substantial rate decrease. Obviously, the higher users will notice more than the people that don't use much gas, but it is a rate decrease that everybody will feel on their bills going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the restaurants.
All of our accounts. Yes, sir.
The biggest.
So from the
schools yes.
to
yes.
the people that don't use as much, residential, commercial, right. All of our accounts got a rate decrease effective immediately. Wow. Yeah. So,
well, CMC Gas is a huge partner for this city,
it is.
Y'all do everything right. I mean, Angie and Jeff, when he was doing things every week, you would see y'all. We would see y'all everywhere in this city. So you provide a great product, it's very reliable, and it's easy to do business with y'all.
Well, and y'all make it easy for us. The sewer guys don't always like us. They might not always, but they do. They're great. We work with
them. Sewer guys
great.
Don't like anybody.
But no, it has truly been a blessing. We do got a great staff.
Yes,
so
you do.
We're proud of the staff, and that's have, and proud of our CEO, our CFO, who can make this stuff happen. And that's their ultimate goal, too.
Well, let them know we appreciate it, because y'all's customer service is unparalleled.
Exactly.
I mean, I just have never had, it doesn't hurt that you're my neighbor, but the point being is y'all jump on it, and I appreciate that more than y'all jump on it.
Well, thank y'all, and thank y'all for everything y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on 25 years.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can I get your last name, Jeremy?
Little.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to talk for a second. I saw this about the vape vending machines. So I just saw a new vending machine at in Mobile. And the vending machine, we were looking to do this in Sandbar. It's a vape. It is a vape vending machine. But what it does is, as you make your selection, you then are required to put your government issued ID into the machine and your telephone number. It then sends a third-party app to your phone that then does a facial scan to compare it against your ID. Because I understand the idea about what the vending machine issues could be with underage people having access or whatnot, but it was a very interesting thing to me because owning a bar, some bars sell tobacco products behind the bar, whether it's cigarettes or what have you, vapes. It was just a unique thing for us because I don't want to have just vapes available behind the bar. You know, your bartenders could use them or not. We actually bought a vape machine or vending machine about 2 months ago, and we're working on getting that set up. And then I didn't know that this was happening. I came for the weed talk. But I saw this and I was like, this is really interesting. So there are these new vending machines. I don't know if y'all have seen them. Have y'all seen those yet?
No.
Are y'all thinking like the thing where you used to put the money in and pull the lever and then it comes and drops down to the bottom and you reach your hand in? Because this is all new stuff.
Can you take this thing back?
Hmm?
Can you take it back?
Can take it back?
Yeah.
I mean, we bought it online.
I don't see any movement on vape vending machines.
Nope.
Well, I don't see that.
It could be a cool thing. I would like to demonstrate it for y'all if we can get it set up, just so y'all could see. Because the way that it works with scanning your ID and then scanning your phone, scanning your face to make sure, and then it checks for validity of the ID and then who the person is purchasing it. That's a pretty cool thing. So yeah. I don't know.
I love you, Jerry, but I got an 18-year-old and ain't nothing he can't figure out getting around.
That's a pretty hard one.
So for me, that's
the guys at the gas station is probably easier to get around than this vape vending machine.
But that's the trouble. Again, how do we pump it? And you hate to hurt those that are responsible, but at some point there's some things that will proliferate that you can't police. We don't have the ability to police, and vaping is an issue, especially with our kids.
But if it's in a 21 and up establishment,
you can't vape inside your classroom anymore anyway.
Oh, is that? I didn't realize that.
Smoking, no vaping, because research has shown secondhand vape smoke is just as toxic as secondhand cigarette smoke.
Okay, they can still vape outside.
Are we in agreement on that?
We are in agreement.
I should show you this vending machine, but I just want to. That's an interesting topic. So.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll be interested to see it, but I don't. You know, I just don't want to send you down the wrong road. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be honest with you up front. Don't let me speak for y'all, but I think that was a.
You are speaking for us all.
Okay. Anyone else? I don't shoot every idea down, so. Okay. All right, then entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you all for coming.